This is Podka. My name is Michelle Franklin. Episode number 194 is here. Today's episode is titled, That's Very Kind of You.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai.
Both have seen lots of usage, but So Nice to You is slightly more popular than So Kind to You. In the United States, So Nice of You is the most popular expression, and in the United Kingdom, So Kind of You is most popular. However, in British English, So Kind of You has remained as the dominant expression at least since the 1800s. So Kind of You has been used since at least the year 1800, whereas So Nice of You did not come into common usage until 1846. The data show that, in American English, So Kind of You was the dominant expression up to 1945, at which point So Nice of You briefly eclipsed it. So Kind of You was not able to outdo So Kind of You, and it did not outdo it in usage until 1997. According to Google's Ngram Viewer, So Nice of You was used over So Nice of You. I would like you to count the number of ways in which you could say thanks in various languages. Right, so now we are going to take a look at 25 different ways of saying thank you in English. Today, I am going to show you many cool words and phrases that you can use for saying thank you in the English language. Check out the complete video library for ways to say thank you in, and much more, as done by native speakers. FluentU is an excellent tool for learning how English speakers in a foreign language would genuinely say thank you in a variety of situations. After this, we also take a look at the 5 ways of responding when someone thanks you. Whenever you encounter additional ways of saying thanks, make sure you make note and practice using them. If you are writing to someone thanking them for helping you, the most appropriate is more formal language. While texting is an option, calling someone to thank them directly would likely come across as far more personal and genuine. I used to use thank you, it is really nice of you, or are you really nice, to show appreciation when someone helped me. Thanking someone in person is generally considered to be the most genuine and personal way of conveying one's appreciation. You may even find yourself so taken aback by the person's thoughtful words or actions that you just cannot come up with enough words to thank them. You could also use formal words such as appreciative and grateful to convey your thanks. Or, if you are writing a thank you letter to friends and family, if you are sending an email saying thanks to a new customer, or writing to another business, you again want to use more formal language. You may be surprised at how many languages you can say thank you to, even if you do not really speak the languages. Take your English to an advanced level, complete with new vocabulary and natural expressions. If you have American colleagues, or do business in America, then chances are that at some point, you will have heard the phrase, kinda. When you use the expression, you are probably saying something that you heard in an old movie, or something that you learned from your textbooks. Nice and kind are synonyms for one another, so although they have slightly different definitions, they can pretty much be used interchangeably in this particular sentence, without losing any meaning in the process. In formal English, kind means either one of the categories, or one of the examples for the given category. That means that there is one category that we call bald eagle, and there are a lot of single eagles within that, and all the bald eagles are part of a birds category, even if a few of the other birds are not bald eagles. In your question, you only said, as somebody was helping you, so that is kind of vague, and we do not know which kind of situation you are talking about. A truly insightful person could work out the entire situation from a handful of clues. Generally, I would rather have someone working on such issues directly with the person involved. The information contained in the evidence tables can be varied, depending on the type of research used, and the extent of evaluation. If you are buying coffee, and somebody hands you the cup, and you go, "You are being so nice, that is way too kind. I have no idea what creature is making so much awful noise out there tonight. We are sorta okay, but those nasty results are really affecting us right now." We are looking back at the days that went by, if not always fondly, at least wistfully. De, Señor Presidente, muy amable de su part que en which, I am happy to say, we have been pushing through under the British presidency during the recent ECOFIN.
meetings, Boeing safety experts joined others from industry in creating an international task force aimed at trying to eradicate one specific type of aircraft accident, known as controlled flying in terrain, CFIT.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Michelle and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.